Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The next conversation I'm going to have has got a little bit more to do with a completely different side of asset allocation. Of course, that's in your personal home loans, not just the property allocation in a portfolio, but those of us that may be looking for residential property in Gauteng. Don't believe the hype about the Western Cape from whence I come. Gauteng itself is starting to see demand for residential property hotting up. It's 6:51.
It's my house!
It's my house on Kaya Biz.
Alrighty, excited to chat to Gavin Lomberg, CEO of Uber Home Loans. Just yesterday, we had a very interesting conversation with Airbnb about you know, the prevalence of Airbnb in Cape Town and how it's impacting the prices of homes. And at the time, we were talking about, well, it's not really impacting Johannesburg, but this story may be changing. Gavin, welcome to Kaya Biz. What's your perspective on the Gauteng market?
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we've seen quite a nice rebound in the Gauteng property market sort of for the last six months or so. And it's particularly, in fact, in the Tshwane region, and that it's typically been driven by affordability and value for money, and certainly all the indicators, be it first time home buyer demand, be it investment property demand, average purchase price increase, all seems to be positive when looking at the leading market indicators for the Gauteng property market.
So let's talk a little bit about that affordability. So you've had quite a number of applications, and this interest pops up after several years of what has been called semigration in South Africa, I imagine, out of Gauteng into other provinces, not just the Western Cape, but also KZN. And is that something that's been underpinning a bit of the affordability, or is it the demand?
Yeah, so I think just off the bat, I think, the Western Cape property environment still bucks the trend to any other province in the country, where average property purchase prices still hover close to the 2 million rand mark.
Yes.
And when you compare that to other provinces like Gauteng, where the average property purchase price is closer to about 1.4 million, and Tshwane, where it's closer to 1.3. That in itself talks to a lower barrier to entry, especially in your first-time home buyer market, which is seeing a nice rebound again. So there's also a correlation there with increased demand and a nice uptick in growth, where your first-time home buyer market now sort of constitutes around 46%.
Mm-hmm.
And picking sure. up towards that 50% mark, driven primarily by an increase in female buyers aged 18 to 35. So a lot of your first-time home buyer markets driven by females, career-driven,
yes.
sort of entering the public and private sector.
Correct.
Almost prioritizing asset ownership and investment before any other sort of lifestyle.
Yes.
So there's a definite correlation there, and like I say, they're finding value for money within those sectors. Within Tshwane and your Gauteng region, 70% of all home loan applications is being derived between that 800,000 and 1.5 million rand category.
Sure.
Which is your typical middle market.
Correct.
And as such, that too, linked to affordability, linked to new entrants in the market, linked to value for money, would therefore spawn the boom, not the boom, but certainly the
recovery.
recovery within Gauteng, which remains the economic hub of the country.
So the prevalence, and I think you said 46% of new home buyers, is quite critical insofar as it's obviously marginal demand, which makes it also a viable market. It, you know, it's not sort of a glut of supply. It makes it a viable market for those who are hoping to get some kind of a return, who are on the selling side of the trade.
Absolutely. So you know, your typically what you also find is that those price points, you know, there's the demand is there. So you don't typically sit with a lazy asset or untenanted property for too long. And time on the market for sale is also, you know, at that price point is a lot lower than your higher price point. So that in itself lends itself to, you know, for people wanting to enter that market. And then coupled to that is bank appetite. You know, the banks have never been as open, shall we say, to lending, specifically in that price point and within that life stage. And we are seeing approval rates, you know, consistently above the 80% mark. So 8 out of 10 applications in that segment and at that price point are typically being approved. Banks are seeing that as good as customers.
So, you know, Gavin, this is quite an interesting stat to hear from you. One of the conversations that we've had in recent weeks on Kaya Biz has been about sort of the credit health of South African borrowers, and your point about life stage and entry point or ticket price. One of the concerns that was raised was the indebtedness and the likelihood of default, at least 1 month's worth of default, particularly at that 40 to 50 plus, more wealthy or more likely to have been given credit, let's say, pre-COVID. And so when you describe to me this increase from women 18 to 35 at this relatively entry level house price getting high rates of approval, it's like banks are looking for a clean slate of a client, right?
Yeah, and like I said, they obviously have their algorithms and their own analysis and they which would suggest that this segment of the market are better payers. They service their debt more responsibly. Their credit behavior is such that they don't see it as a risk. And again, that is supported by the uptick in 100% bonds. The appetite of banks to offer this based 100% bonds, and in some cases up to 107% of loan to value, as opposed to demanding sort of, 10-15% deposit, upfront deposits for, on condition of approval. So again, this segment from a credit risk behavior, from the ability to service their debt, would appear to be, the sweet spot. It is that core middle market. And that, again, coupled with affordability, coupled with value for money, in the Gauteng and Tshwane regions, which constitutes 57% of all home ownership in the country and just under 50% in terms of home loan value dispersed, still remains the sweet spot. Gauteng and Tshwane need to, fly for the market effectively
to do well.
Sustainably up.
It's 7 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, that's the voice of Gavin Lomberg, CEO of Uber Home Loans. We're talking about residential property and some of the factors that have driven it to do a little bit better, certainly up until August 2024. Return to It's My House, talking to Gavin Lomberg, who is the CEO of Uber Home Loans. Gavin, thank you so much for your valuable insights this evening. We've obviously been speaking about the Gauteng market, and we've been largely speaking about first-time buyers, residential buyers for primary ownership. But I'm very interested about another another part of the data that you've released here, and that is around the investment or buy-to-rent ratio of buyers. This is a contentious issue in places like Cape Town, where, as we said earlier, it bucks the trend of all property pricing. But very interesting to see that very similar trends, or at least there's an uptick, it looks like, in the investment versus homeowner, investment versus residence ratio on a 3-month moving average.
Yes, correct. You will have seen in some of the insights that you've shown is that certainly for the period December to July 2024, we've seen the ratio of investment and buy to rent as a percentage of total applications shift to around 12% nationally. Within the Tshwane environment specifically, we've seen that sort of tick up from around 8% in December last year up to just under 11% as at end of July. So you've seen that 2.5% uptick in terms of the proportion of investment buyers in Tshwane. And then similarly, although off a lower base within Gauteng, you've suddenly seen an uptick from around 2% to about 4% of all investment and buy-to-rent applications within the broader Joburg metropole. Investment buyers seeing those two markets as attractive, and the correlation to market sentiment, improved market sentiment, improved financial and economic forecasting, underpinned by the recent rate cut and what's likely to be a sustained period of rate cuts over the next 12 months, alongside far more brighter outlook in terms of economic growth, CPI forecasts coming down closer to around 4.1% is the latest forecast for most economists. That all tends to fuel investor confidence, specifically your home, your buy-to-let property investor. And with interest rates, like I say, forecasted to drop even further, I think, that trend will just continue for the next 6 to 9 months.
6 to 9 months. Okay. And that does sound very interesting. Insofar as I was about to say, your data comes in up until before we've even seen a rate cut. And yes, investors would be the ones who are probably taking advantage of a forward-looking perspective, but certainly homeowners and residents will be taking advantage of this. And to your point, by the time a home is finally officially registered, there very well may be yet another rate cut in this particular cycle. Another interesting data point that came out of that conversation with Experian that I touched on earlier, Governors, this particular generation of sort of first-time homeowners or home buyers, which is largely sort of mid to younger millennial, possibly one would say, has largely been exposed to absolute relatively low interest rates compared to what you and I might remember from the 90s. But quite rapid rises in interest rates when we look at what happened during the mid to late pandemic, which is a very big surprise of a 6 to 7 to, in some cases, 8 percentage point increase in their mortgage rates over a very quick period. And so it does behoove them to really pay attention to the cutting cycle that is kicking off now.
Absolutely, and I do think, I mean, there's a few few economists that are of the view that we will have obviously the 25% basis point cut in November. We will have a further basis point cut of 25 basis points as early as Feb, and then again potentially April, May. So what you could conceivably see, if you will, is within a period of what's that, 8 months, so to September through to May, next year, you would have effectively had a 100 basis point cut You would have seen inflation dip below the current rate, down to around 4.1%, is where most bank economists are pegging CPI. And that in itself, you know, the GNU, the political environment, stability of the relative stability of the government and national unity, all fuels market sentiment that as a home buyer or an investment property buyer, fuels confidence and peace of mind that, if anything, now's the time to get into the asset accrual space and property investment market. So there's effectively value for money as an investor, there's value for money as a buyer, and there's upside as a seller with
Correct.
The rebound in every house price.
It definitely does look that way. Gavin Lomberg, thank you so much. The CEO of Uber Home Loans, giving us that perspective here in Gauteng.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.